Are there any of you out there this morning who are wrestling with an aspect of your life that has some degree of uncertainty? Maybe there's trouble in one of your relationships, and you're not sure how you're going to fix it. Or perhaps there's a restructuring going on at work, and you're not sure what things are going to look like when you come out on the other side. Or maybe you're experiencing a health problem, and you're not yet sure how things are going to play out. Anyone out there have some degree of uncertainty in your life? Well, I don't know about you, but I sure do. And I've spent a lot of time lately wondering how a person of faith might live in the face of such doubt. Well, thankfully this week, I got some answers about how that could look. And the answers came in the form of a story about a man named Elijah and his pupil, Elisha. Now, for the sake of convenience, from this point on, I'll call Elijah simply J, and Elisha, well, Elisha. J was one of the greatest prophets of the Old Testament, or Hebrew Scriptures. He had a relatively long prophetic career in which he did many amazing things. And in the course of that ministry, he stumbled upon a younger man by the name of Elisha. Now, J knew that he wasn't going to be around forever, so he took that younger man under his wings and began to mentor him. So as today's passage begins, both men sensed that J's time on earth was drawing to a close, and that awareness raised a tremendous amount of fear. Elisha, J's pupil, wondered how he would know what to do without his mentor around. He wondered where he might find the strength and wisdom to perform all the tasks that God had called him to do. Question after question after question washed over Elisha. And if ever there was a person living in the midst of uncertainty, it was him. So how did Elisha handle that uncertainty? Well, listen carefully as I read this morning's passage from 2 Kings chapter 2. Verses 1 and 2, and then 6 through 14. I'll read it from the Common English Bible. And then, after we hear the story, let's come back together and see what we might learn from Elisha's story that can empower us to find our way through those times of uncertainty. Now, the Lord was going to take Elijah up to heaven in a windstorm. And Elijah and Elisha were leaving Gilgal. Elijah said to Elisha, "Stay here, because the Lord has sent me to Bethel." But Elisha said, "As the Lord lives and as you live, I won't leave you." So they went down to Bethel. Elijah said to Elisha, "Stay here, because the Lord has sent me to the Jordan." But Elisha said, "As the Lord lives and as you live, I won't leave you." So both of them went on together. 50 members from the group of prophets also went along, but they stood at a distance. Both Elijah and Elisha stood beside the river Jordan. Elijah then took his coat, rolled it up, and hit the water. And then the water was divided in two. Both of them crossed over on dry ground. When they had crossed, Elijah said to Elisha, "What do you want me to do for you before I'm taken away from you?" Elisha said, "Let me have twice your spirit." Elijah said, "You've made a difficult request. If you can see me when I'm taken from you, then it will be yours. But if you don't see me, it won't happen." They were walking along, talking, when suddenly a fiery chariot and fiery horses appeared and separated the two of them. Then Elijah went to heaven in a windstorm. Elisha was watching, and he cried out, "Oh, my father, Israel's chariots and its riders." When he could no longer see him, Elisha took hold of his clothes and ripped them in two. Then, Elisha picked up the coat that had fallen from Elijah. He went back and stood beside the banks of the Jordan River. He took the coat that had fallen from Elijah and hit the water. And he said, "Where is the Lord, Elijah's God?" And when he hit the water, it divided in two. Then Elisha crossed over. Thus ends the reading. As you delve into that story that you just heard, a gentleman by the name of Haywood Spangler points out at least three lessons that we can draw from the story that can help us manage uncertainty in our lives. Lesson number one, be persistent in the face of uncertainty. There were at least two times in the story when Jay told Elisha to stay where he was, why Jay went on ahead, in verse 2 and again in verse 6. So how did Elisha respond to the command? By shrugging his shoulders, sitting down and hanging his head, feeling sorry for himself? No. Each time that Jay told him to stay behind, Elisha responded by saying the same thing. As the Lord lives and as you yourself live, I will not leave you. Had Elisha not been persistent, he would have never been around to see Elijah's departure and receive what he needed in order to go on. Persistence matters. That takes us to lesson two. And lesson two from the story is ask for what you need. Now, I want to stop here for a moment and emphasize that I said to ask for what you need, not for what you want. For you see, had Elisha asked for what he wanted, I'm sure he would have asked that Jay not leave. But Elisha knew that was not possible. So with that reality check in mind, Elisha dug down and asked for the spiritual resources that he needed in order to face the challenges ahead. That double portion of the Spirit. And when Elisha said double portion of the Spirit, please, please know this. Elisha wasn't being greedy and demanding twice as much of the Spirit as Jay had. Know that phrase, double portion, was a cultural shorthand, meaning the full inheritance that was due the eldest offspring. So you see, asking for what you need, not what you want, is not only okay, it's absolutely necessary if we're going to face the uncertainty. And friends, this takes us to the third and final lesson from the story about how we can live our lives in the midst of uncertainty. Lesson three tells us that you must be willing to summon the courage and take the first step before you know how things are going to turn out. Only then can you arrive at the place where God would have you go. Now, I don't know about you, but if I'm given a choice, I always prefer to take a choice built on carefully considered, carefully calculated risks. Only in taking calculated risks do I then feel like I can step out trusting that things are going to turn out my way. And you know what? That's a problem with calculated risks. They are designed to reveal our way. But when you take a real risk, and step out on faith, that's when it's more likely that the results will reflect God's will, God's desire for our lives, and not just our own. In reflecting in this morning's story, Haywood Spangler wrote these helpful words about how Elisha modeled that third lesson for us. He wrote, "Elisha pursues his call with no guarantee that God would respond. Elisha follows what he understands to be God's will, although he does not know clearly what God's will for him is. Instead, Elisha must discern God's will by participating in events. He first had to watch the chariot and the whirlwind. Then he had to pick up the mantle, and then he had to attempt to part the Jordan. It was only through that series of actions that Elisha confirmed his call. So, friends, lesson three is that you must take that first step in faith if you want to go to the place where God would have you be. So let me just say this in closing, friends. I wish that I could tell you if you were just strong enough, just faithful enough, that you would have no sense of doubt or uncertainty in your lives ever. That whenever you faced a fork in the road, that each decision would be easy, each choice crystal clear. But you know, I can't say that. For as this morning's story suggests, even two of the greatest prophets in all of the Hebrew Bible struggled to know what to do. So while I can't promise you ease and clarity always, I can promise that the choices you face can be made a little easier if you hold on to the three lessons Elisha teaches us. Be persistent, ask for what you need, and be willing to take that first step in faith. Not knowing, but trusting that you will arrive at the place meant for you. May God grant you and me, like Elijah, that double portion of the Spirit, so that we can take on those lessons and put them into action in our own lives. May it be so. Amen.